Welcome to this podcast with the Women's Network. My name is Kenya. I'm the co-founder of the Women's Network, and I'm 25 years old, and I'm here with Lois, who is 54. And we're really here to talk about some of the issues that are coming up in our culture around what it means to be a woman in the 21st century, and really to bring our two unique perspectives to this conversation, and to really uncover not only what it means to be a woman, but how can we step into our sovereignty and create a new way of being?
Hi, Kenya. So I love doing these conversations. So fun to be here because I really feel like we're in such very interesting times with so much systemic change happening on the planet. I really am a big believer that we are moving out of the patriarchy, which has served us, but doesn't really appear to be serving us very well right now. And that it's up to the women in many ways to help define, if not really to define, what this new system might look like. And most of the systems that are in existence right now were created for and by men at a time when women didn't really have a voice. And so this is this unique opportunity for us to have a voice, be part of the conversation, really be clear about what we need. And I think that's not always easy for us because we've been in this other system for so long and for so many generations where our needs were not really honored. And it's hard for us, I know it's really hard for me, to identify clearly what those needs are. I'm so used to not being able to do that, that I just have gotten conditioned to accept it. So I thought today it would be really interesting for us to explore, because I know it's something that is that you and I have been experiencing quite a bit, but this whole topic of overwhelm and burnout, like how does that happen and how does that show up? And I think you had a couple ideas on how we could explore that.
Yes, I definitely do. I think it's such a important topic for women. And I hear so many women talk about how burned out they're feeling, exhausted, and constantly just giving so much of themselves. And I think it really, from a practical level, just comes from us constantly saying yes to things and taking things on. And I'm really curious why we do that and why we say yes to things when we really mean no. And I'm wondering if you can tell me a little bit about that from your generation's perspective, Lois.
Yeah. Well, I think if I really kind of peel back the onion, and for me anyway, personally, it's like I've been really exploring that. I just went to a silent retreat and I was sitting there without any ability to do anything. I couldn't work. I couldn't distract myself and stay really busy. And really what came up for me was that I take on all of these things really in an effort to prove to myself that I'm worthy. Like I'm superhuman and I can do all of this. I can do it all. I can get it all done. I'm going to somehow, you know, make it all happen. And it's a survival thing. It's a sacrificer thing. You know, it's like, I'm going to put myself up on the cross and everyone's going to see how amazing I am because I can do all of this stuff. And the reality is that, you know, I have a tendency to take on a lot more than I can really handle. And that has consequences. It has consequences for my family because I feel overwhelmed and then they get the brunt of that. And it's actually had consequences with us because I can really see that I asked you to do a lot more than was kind of reasonable. And I'm just so grateful that you were able to kind of put up your hand and go, wait a minute, this is too much. So I'm really interested in what that means for your generation. Like, why do you think that we are, why do women in your generation go into overwhelm?
Yeah, I think that There's a few different reasons. I think, at least for me, I actually get really excited about things that I am passionate about, and I want to do them all. And I feel like I'm superhuman. I feel like my body is capable of doing whatever I want it to do, and my mind, and I kind of feel invincible at this age, I think, and really just understanding that I have certain capabilities and I'm not superhuman is sort of a learning process. And I've been watching also our beautiful interns who are in college, and I can see that they are taking on so much because they're so excited. And it actually just ends up really spinning them out into a lot of stress and anxiety. And I think the other side of it too is that we are also trying to prove ourselves. And as young people, I think we're often told, you know, you're not as valuable. You have to work hard to prove yourself in this world. And, you know, you really don't have the experience to really have any authority on anything. And so we feel like we really need to prove ourselves in that way to the external world, but also to ourselves, kind of like what you're saying, that you have all these sort of internal expectations of yourself. And I think that comes at a very young age from simply growing up in this system that we're talking about. It's really, you know, from a young age, from going through these really intense school systems and, you know, people's family systems, we end up really focusing on how much we can do and how much we can achieve. And there isn't so much focus on who we actually are and what our character is. And I think with the age of technology too, we can be multitasking and doing 10 things at once. And, you know, I grew up in a time when technology was really exploding, and, you know, the iPhone came out when I was in high school, I think, and iPods. And suddenly it was like we were expected to operate at this different frequency. We're expected to be even faster, even more productive. And I think that really leads to a lot of overwhelm and burnout.
That is so fascinating. Just listening to you, Kenya, I go, well, that's probably part of my thing too, is that I just want to be young. So I go, I want to be like, I can do it all. I'm going to keep taking on more and more because then I can prove to myself that I can still do it. And the fact of the matter is that I am getting older and it is hard. And so I think the burnout, yeah, there's that element too of, yes, I want to prove, and I want to prove to myself that I can still, I've still got it.
I've still got it
all.
Definitely.
Oh, God, that's really helpful.
Yes, thank you. And my next question is really about how we create healthy boundaries for ourselves so that we don't end up burning out. And I know for me, I've been in this really intensive learning process about me as a woman in business, really developing my career. And this is now the second startup that I'm really, you know, pushing pretty hard. And it feels like I'm pushing and I'm trying to find a new way of doing that. But I'm realizing as I'm learning all of this that the boundaries are so important to our health, to our sustainability as people and our businesses. And I'm curious if you want to just tell me a little bit about that from your perspective.
Yeah, this is such a great question, because boundaries have, you know, a little bit back to what I was just saying about youth. I've never been good with boundaries. I always wanted to break boundaries, even as a young person. You know, that was so much of my character was, don't tell me I can't do it. I'm going to prove you wrong. And I was all about breaking down boundaries. And so it's been because I really felt like I didn't want to have a super tight container, because I wanted to know what's possible and what's the full potential and how do we break beyond what we can even see or understand. And it's taken me a long time to understand that boundaries are actually incredibly important and that they are a source of support. I remember somebody explaining to me, well, boundaries are like the container. It's, you know, the healthy boundaries are what give you this like bottom to the container or something to rest on, something to support you. And I always saw them as a limitation. I was like, oh no, that's going to limit me. I need to go beyond the boundaries. So I think really understanding them as a critical way of providing self-care for ourselves and knowing what, you know, there's this fine line between knowing our limitations and holding ourselves back from the full potential. And I think that's the one that I've been really, the boundary that I've been playing with is, I don't want to limit myself, but ironically, when you don't take care of yourself and you don't have healthy boundaries, you do limit yourself because you become depleted and exhausted and you can't possibly do it. So it's been a really rough learning for me. And it's one thing that I have really appreciated with you, Kenya, is that I see you holding your boundaries and being clear about your needs in a way that I was never conditioned or able to understand, certainly not as a young woman. I felt like I was really being told that I just had to work harder and more and faster. And I'm really interested in how that works for you. How has this boundary thing showed up for you?
You know, I'm not quite sure where the things you're describing about my abilities to set boundaries, I'm not really sure exactly where that came from. But I think there's just this sort of part of me that wants to be connected with life. And there's a certain point I can feel in my body where I disconnect because I'm so busy doing things. And there isn't enough space for me to just be. And I've always been very conscious of my space. I grew up as an only child and I never really had to share space, which is kind of interesting. And so I always had this sort of safe place in my home where I could go where no one would disturb me. And I really feel that that kind of set me up in some ways to understand my space really well. And I think it really is about space. We need to give ourselves space physically, emotionally, and spiritually to really be our full selves. And if we don't do that, then we really are in this sort of loop of doing, doing, doing. And it can be really destructive. And so creating boundaries is, just to say too, is not really that easy for me. I can do it, but it's not easy. And I think the hardest part is really voicing it. And I love that we've been doing all this work around finding your voice because it's so relevant to this conversation. And we really have to be able to speak up if we want to create space for ourselves, because people will come into it and walk all over it and all kinds of things if we don't say something, because people aren't even aware of what our needs are, and how could they possibly know what our needs are? So I think being really in tune with our needs and then having the courage to actually speak up and tell people what they are in a really calm way so that they respect them. Because I think I also see a lot of people setting boundaries in a really sort of reactive way, and it only causes people to kind of disrespect them. So I think that's also part of really creating that space for ourselves and getting the respect that we deserve for our space is being able to say calmly, you know, like I said to you the other day, Lois, this is just a little too much for me and I'm going to need to slow down. And I think slowing down is also, and pausing, really pausing regularly to understand where we are in our lives and what we need. I think it's so crucial.
Absolutely. Yeah. I just wanted to add in there, because I do think it's a thing that we can get a little confused about on this. That, first of all, there's two things. Setting a boundary from a defended place feels really bad to the other people. I think you were just saying that, right? You know, sometimes we don't set our limits, and then we get angry about the fact that we haven't set our limits. And so we feel very defended. And then we're like, oh my God, I really have to grab my space. And that feels aggressive to other people. So I think it's a really fine line about really understanding having a better sense of yourself and what you need, and being able to set those boundaries ahead of time, as opposed to doing it in retrospect from this defended place. And I think there's something about your generation, maybe because you've watched us do this overwhelm and depletion and burnout and so on, that you guys are learning a little bit about holding your space and saying what you need and having a little bit more sense of self. And the term that I keep hearing is, you know, my generation goes, oh my God, they're so entitled. Like, why do they think they're entitled to that? And I think we're just jealous. I think we're quickly like looking at you going, okay, I can't, like, it's really hard for me to do that, to, without guilt and without shame, to claim my space. And so it's hard for me when I see your generation doing it. And I just feel like, my God, I'm so glad from an evolutionary standpoint that that's happening, because this thing that we did is so not sustainable. Thank God you guys are looking at it differently. And I think it's a really big difference between entitlement and empowerment.
Totally agree. And I think too that there's also a fine line, and, you know, I see lots of different kinds of millennials, and some perhaps do feel like they deserve things that they haven't worked for. But I think that there's this line between pushing ourselves and knowing where our boundary is. And it's a really tough thing. And I think it's impossible for other people to really make a judgment about that. So I really appreciate your perspective on that. And I think it is widely misunderstood. Mm-hmm. And I think something else that comes up for me as you're saying that too is that overwhelm and the busyness and taking stuff on really is a choice. And, you know, we're always making choices, and different choices come with different sacrifices and different benefits. And for me personally, and a lot of people my age, I think we're feeling innately that we are wanting to make a different choice about what our family is going to look like, what our life is going to look like, what our material things are really going to be. You know, I'm not really wanting to have a big house and lots of kids and lots of stuff, and because I want to be able to simply be with myself and not doing all the time and not having to work my ass off forever and not have a huge mortgage. And so I'm really feeling like overwhelm is a choice on lots of different levels. And I'm curious what your thoughts are on that.
Yeah, I really do feel like I grew up in a generation where bigger was better. You know, it was all like success was defined by how big your house was, and if you had the right car, and if you had all these material things. And it's so true. I mean, now that you're saying that, that by needing all of that, it also created that much more energy had to go into accumulating it and paying for it and working so hard for it. And so a lot of this overwhelm was to support this image of what I was supposed to be doing with my life that was going to make it successful. You know, that I was not going to be feeling good about myself or my life unless I had achieved all these things. And they were, a lot of them were very material focused. So I too am really coming to a place where I feel like having these big houses, all it does is separate us. Like, then we're not close to the neighbor, not living in community in the same way. And having all this stuff is actually a burden, and it does feel overwhelming. Like, that in and of itself, even if you think about it physically and energetically, it's like all this stuff that I have to carry all the time, and responsibility. I guess mm-hmm. what's coming up for me is that overwhelm in many ways is because we're trying to meet all of these external expectations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's really the American dream. And I think that that really is a symbol of the patriarchy in lots of ways. And I think that's really what we're beginning to move out of. And I think my generation is really wanting to pioneer this new way. And I really feel that it's time for us to really start taking care of ourselves so we can be of service in a healthy way and really serve the planet and our children and our children's children in this different way. And I'm, as we sort of close this conversation, I'm really wanting to invite everyone who's listening to share with us, what are your self-care practices, and how do you, you know, what are your feelings on overwhelm and burnout, and how do you try and keep yourself aligned with who you are and what you're wanting to really create in the world? I think it's a really difficult balance of things. So really, really would love to hear from all of you how you're managing that.
I agree. And I think that is the moving out of the patriarchy, as women returning to this understanding that we are sacred, that our presence is sacred, that us just being here on the planet is sacred. And we don't have to keep achieving and doing and proving all the time. So I agree, Kenya. I would love to hear from all of these other beautiful women how they are coping in these challenging times as we transition. Mm-hmm.
And I'm also just having the idea that in our next newsletter, we can share some of the responses that we get. I think that would be really beautiful. So if you get in touch with us, then we'll try our best to share as many as we can in our next newsletter.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Kenya.
Thank you, Lois. That was a great conversation. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks for listening. Bye.